Declare your independence from me, Ernest Hancock. The Love Bus Liberty Tour is done. We're back in Arizona at the end of the trip we just came from. And, you know, the computer got vibrated something, so it didn't go. I was going to show you a bunch of pictures. We went to Starbase and had the Love Bus in front of the starships, you know, and they they're pretty cool about it. They're like, yeah, whatever, you know, and the heavy equipment will kind of slow for you to come by and take pictures and everything because there's so many people doing it. But they don't like drones, you know.
Nah.
That's an ITAR thing, you know. It's a, the right to keep and bear ballistic missiles kind of thing. So they're just they didn't like that. So they wanted me to delete it, and I go, yeah, pinky swear, you know. So yes, but I got it for the grandkids and so on. So it's kind of cool. That, you know,
just between you and me, right?
Pardon me.
Just between you and me. No one else will know.
Right. Well, it's, you know, they're cool about it. They're just, you know, checking boxes, taking IDs, whatever, when they catch a droning over the, I mean, you know, I was kind of surprised it was as black as it was, because they don't care. I went like 2 days. I went one Saturday, and then Monday on the way out, we wanted to get pictures with the Love Bus, because I just took the Jeep over there, and Donna wanted to see. And the beach there, it's right on the beach. And this is a beautiful, miles and miles long of fine sand, awesome beach. I can see why people, babe, we got to have access to the beach. Yeah, launch your crap, but, you know, give us the beach. So it's it was a good experience. And I could see it's just exactly what you'd see on the videos. It's just out in the middle of on the dunes, and they're just doing it, you know. Yeah, we just build them outside. What the hell, you know? I mean, you just get on it. So it, that was a good way to cap the trip. What happened on the way there, we stopped at a little bar wing pizza burger thing before we went in, and somebody stopped and came in. Hey, are you guys with the bus? You know, they're all Ron Paulers from back in the day, and they're still active and everything. So that afternoon, they had a bunch of women got together, and it was probably like, I don't know, we met like 7 or 8 people, and they came, and we met them at a Walmart in Brownsville, and we made the rest of the signs that we had available. So we did, you know, all the sign stuff, so they excited about that. So it was a good cap trip.
Yeah.
Now we're back in Arizona. I saw the show that you did with Bob Anderson talk about energy and living off grid and everything. So we're, you know, that's where we are. You know, it's, we're ready to, you know, put it together. I just bought an inverter that I can't believe how cheap this stuff is. Charge controller, takes the solar straight in, 5,000 or yeah, I think it's 5,000 watt inverter for $800 and something. Those were like $4,000 or $5,000. The one on the bus here, that's not as, you know, big a deal. And I got it, and it doesn't have the charge controller in it. And it was almost $3,000, you know? No. That one was like $2,000. But it's just been, you know, amazing what we can do. So that's the focus. The newspaper, everybody's finally in with all their stuff. Donna's putting it together. We'll probably go to press next week, and then that starts with distribution. I'm going to make a big deal out about people ordering extra and us distributing them and it being online and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the main focus, everybody that I'm reading, I told them, look, this is about the urban flight. You know, this is escape. This is, you know, healthcare for you and your family and your kids' education and jobs and desktop manufacturing. I mean, you know, here we go. And we have the technology to do this now. And with Starlink's got a new dish now that's, you know, cheaper and lighter and faster, and they're out of beta. So this is, it's time. And as we look at the headlines, you know, we can go over it here on Freedom's Phoenix. I'm changing my focus. It's just way too much bad guy stuff. You know, we need to, you know, it's a, and you were saying when we were talking, I go, what's 22 going to be like? And you were going, convergence. You know, explain that to everybody. James Corbett, CorbettReport.com.
Consolidation is the word.
Consolidation.
Consolidation. Okay. Yeah. Because, yeah, exactly as you were saying last week, we know, yeah, okay, the bad guys are doing bad things. Let's document that for the 8 millionth time. No, we know this. Mm-hmm. We know what they are doing. We know they're the bad guys. Who cares? What do we do about it? So, and you know what? Absolutely. Some of the people out there, there are still people out there that need to hear that stuff. And there are still people out there that want that stuff. Great. Good for them. I'm not telling people how to live their lives. But I think for the people who are ready to start consolidating what they've learned and doing something with it, I think 2022 will be the year for that. What do you think, Ernie?
It is for me. I mean, you know, I already, when, you know, a lot of our friends and stuff that know that we're back, they're like, where are you going, Ernie? We'll buy the lot next to you. We're going to go, you know, so there's like a big pent up waiting for us to make the move. And then they're like, boom, we're in, you know, kind of thing. What makes you think I want you as a neighbor? You know, I just, you know, so it's, we'll see how it works. I want to get remote. A lot of these guys, well, that's a dirt road. You know, I'm going, man, you guys are killing me. I'm not waiting on you guys. You know, we're just going to do it. And then, but we had Mike Swatek that does Agorist Market and setting up, you know, blackmarketfridays.com. We got that, you know, he's doing that. And he wrote an article for it too. But in just the last couple of days, he's been documenting a lot of the dome building, the Aircrete Dome that he's building for his sister on his land. So there's a guy named Travis that worked for Dome Gaia, built some of these in Hawaii, happened to be at his Midfest festival that had a couple months ago. And it was interesting. They're going, yeah, he goes, well, I know how to do this. You know, my girlfriend here, we can hang, we can do. So he's there at Mike's place. They're working on, but it's not just building it. It's improving on all the equipment that goes to doing it. And he's documented. I just got a bunch of pictures from him and stuff of what they're doing. Not only do we do this, we do this better. And we change the material on this and a little hack on this and that and so on. So we're going to be starting with that. And then, of course, we'll make our improvements. But it is, I'm seeing this coming down to, you know, free domes. I mean, you know, it's like being able to inexpensively, quickly, cheaply, be quality, build a place that you can survive and thrive in the future. That's going to change everything. And the more I get into it, the more I can see with, you know, interest rates and mortgages and banking and building codes and sustainable development. All this is a plan. These guys, they know they got you, and they know they got you on healthcare, food, or whatever. And if they can make the food bad and make you sick and make you where you're, yeah, that, you know, they just, we got a new business that we need to get into. I mean, you know, it's just, it's so evil, these guys. So yeah. I don't feel the need to out them anymore, which is what I've done for 30 years, James. I mean, I've been on it. So I'm just going, do I really need to tell? If I have to show you and tell you, then you're too stupid to save. I mean, I'm just like, peace be upon thee, but I'm not worried about you.
Yeah. Anymore. Yeah. That's it. I honestly, I'm starting to get to the exact same space. You're too stupid to save. Like, I no offense, no, you know, whatever, go live your life. But I don't care. I'm not going to stop and, you know, recontextualize everything I do for you, especially because, I mean, you know, that conversation I had with Bob Anderson the other day, good, simple conversation. Hey, look, here's someone who's not even trying to sell you something. He's not hawking some product or anything. Here's just someone who did this, and here's what he's got, and here's his setup. And hey, now he's not connected to the power mains. Wow. Amazing. It can be done. And the responses of some people to that work is, well, you know, that's not going to end the New World Order, James. Or, oh, well, you have to,
the hell it's not,
to be able to own land in the first place, or this kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Go live your life. Have fun. Knock yourself out. I am giving ideas for people who want ideas of what they can do to improve their life. And if you're going to reject any and every idea that comes along because it's not perfect and it's not making candy rain from the heavens into my open mouth, therefore this is stupid and you're
still Skittles, whatever, mono Skittles.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, okay, go have fun, go do whatever it is. Some people literally just want to complain. They just want, and I don't understand that mentality, because I'm the kind of person, hey, this needs to be done, let's do something about it. I'm that
there's
kind
gonna
of person
be challenges.
Some people just like to complain, and I have, whatever, go do your thing, but it's not what I'm doing my work for.
There's going to be challenges that I'm, come on in. There's going to be challenges that I know that we're going to come up against, and we'll probably document them and so on. Go ahead and go back. You're on now. There's my grandson, Corsair, one of them. Say hi.
Wow. Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah. And this is what it's about, you know. This is what, you know, my whole thing is. In fact, of course, Sarah, yeah, come here. You're going to help me build a house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to learn, get learnified. You know, this is one thing,
nice,
you know, contacting him when we decided what we were going to do, because he's good help. You know, he's been brought up built all the crap that we did, and play houses and sandbox and everything. Since you're like three, I'd hold the impact and go, all right, pull the trigger. I mean, that kind of thing. So he's good help. He's helped with the bus and a lot of different stuff. And what's happened, I said, want to earn some more silver? You want to earn some more silver?
Yes.
You're taught him everything
He's going to be good help in doing this stuff, and have, go ahead and sit over there. I'm not sure your dad wants you on, prime time. and that's one thing I've never, I think it's probably maybe the first time he's ever even been on camera. Use the kids on camera. That's just, you're just begging for them to be in the fray, and I just, it's none of the business.
Exactly. I've never put my kids on camera and I'm not planning on it till they're 47 years old.
Well, it's kind of hard when you're on the bus, but anyway, so we're at their home. We're having Thanksgiving here at one of my son's homes. And it's been a lot of the stuff that we do, his sister Tatum that's in there, she's big on space. She wants to be an astronaut and all that. So that's, all the more motivation for us to get up close and personal with the drone on Starship kind of thing. And show. It's the future that we're dealing with. And now that I hit 60, Donna and I, we did our bit, 30-something years of this, and we did the Love Bus Liberty Tour, went around the country, confirmed, our bias. And so I'm going, all right. So when they say, well, this doesn't do anything against a new world or bad guy, the hell it doesn't. This is the battle. If you can inspire other people to take this battle on, and no, we don't care what you say, we're just living our life, and technology can get us to where I got robots feeding my chickens, I'm just like, and we're done. And that's what they're freaking out about. They need you in fear. They need you dependent. They need you sick. They need you eating bad food. They need you eating polluted water, breathing polluted air. They need you wanting whatever the hell they say you want. Well, I'm like, and I'm good and peace. So I, they started the mask thing. All these kids, they're homeschooled. They just went, we're good. And they're awesome. So this is, I am not worried about, what we can make for ourselves. It's how much in the way they're going to be. If they just leave me alone, we're all good. But you know what's going to happen. So I'm going to act like they're going to leave me alone right until they don't leave me alone. I go, oh, you sure you want to play? All right, let's play. Because I'm home.
Yeah, that's it. Because that's the next part of it from the nattering nabobs of negativity. You'll be like, yeah, but even if you do construct something that's off-grid and you can be self-sufficient, they're just going to come after you. Yeah, yeah, they probably are. So is the answer to not get self-sufficient, not be independent? No,
that's not the answer. There's ways to get around it. There's a lot of times. One of the big suggestions has always been people that I know that do this. Instead of getting raw land, they'll get some shack that's got an occupancy permit. Then they just close that and do whatever the hell they want, and then sit in blue. But so I'm not leaving this battle to them, because if they're going to force notions and potions in me, if they're going to take my prep, they're going to give me a haircut on my bank deposits, if they're going to make me use a digital and tracking of the whatever, it's not going to get better for them. It's not going to get better. This is only going to get worse. Where are you going? All right, come here. This is Tatum.
Hi.
She's our super soccer star. She's awesome.
Nice.
All right, Colton, get your butt over here.
Is she the astronaut?
Yeah. Yeah, they want her because she's light, And then this is Colton. He's a young in this group. He's six.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Colton. Your grandpa has talked about you before. I know I recognize your name.
Stand up straight. Look cool. Be party. There you go. And their older sister, she's in, said, did Kaylee go with grandma? No, she's in there eating or something. So they, this is.
Hey, wait. Hold on. Who's the one that did the ROADS bumper that you use?
Oh, that's
ROADS. We know where we're going.
That's Sierra. ROADS. We don't need any ROADS. So that was my youngest daughter. We have such a great family, and that's what this has been about. And as soon as you make it about family, and I tell you, my big commitment is to Donna. Donna, man, she ponied up. She did it. This is it. She's due. and she's talking about building a home. Well, what if I don't like that? I guarantee you this whole thing you're going to like. That's the deal. But you still got to do things you can do. I mean, I don't want to be too Star Trek-y. I know what you're going to do. I go, yeah, a little bit, you know. So we're going to have some fun. But the materials, my goal is if you can do it really inexpensively in a quality, you don't have all of this. You don't have all of this energy you have to use and a lot of other things. Then that is a battle against the man as they're doing all this energy crap, you know. And I had set up on the other computer that we can. Well, let's do that a little bit, because what I had set up was, you know, a lot of the stories that are going on. But, you know, we're short on time and so on. But I'm telling you, man, it's just I don't want to do it because it's just bad news. One thing. You know, the Kyle Rittenhouse guy, the kid, he went and met with Trump. You know, he's like, I want to meet with Trump. Mm. We've got a meeting, and boom, they met. So, you know, that's going to blow up everywhere. You know, that's going to be a thing.
Yeah. And I wonder what Dr. Frank will say.
Then you have, yeah, we're going to be talking about that, you know, tomorrow. We're going to do it because every Thanksgiving, I always went in the studio and did a show, even when I was on Terran Radio. Mm. And the reason was, is every time they're cooking, we're always having stuff at our home. I, you know, reach in a pot, man, I'm getting my wrist slapped out. Screw you. I go do this over here, you know? So I go do a morning show, come back, you know, and have dinner ready. Just have dinner ready when I get back. So it's kind of a tradition. And we spent Thanksgiving with Frank and his family before. So I wanted to make sure that we got back for Thanksgiving and people understand what this is really about. And I'm really happy that we did this trip. We got a perspective of America, and it's not their fault. You know, they've been bamboozled. I mean, I know some people need to be, like V said, there are some more people need to be held more accountable than others, and they will be held accountable. But it's generally a small percentage, and there's really nothing you can do other than quit supporting the beast that's devouring you. Just stop helping them. I'm not helping them anymore. Yep. So as we can start to extract ourselves from it, we're happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser, you know, I'm gonna start getting up earlier, going to bed earlier, doing all that, you know, eating right thing and so on, and start taking care of the future here. You know, what's your plan when you say the convergence of whatever for 22? What are you thinking?
Consolidation. Get the con word right. Consolidation.
Well, describe that. What do you mean?
I don't know yet, but I have a feeling that that's what Solutions Watch 2022 will be fleshing out in various ways. Because I think 2021, the Solutions Watch series was a lot of kind of dipping toes in waters and, you know, here's an idea and here's a thing and here's a thing you can do. But 2022 will be more about, okay, how do we do this and how do we put this together? I don't know what that looks like yet. I don't know how to convey that from sitting here at my desk in Japan, you know, through a video medium. What do I do other than physically going out and building things for people? And like, I can only do so much, but it's something about that and perhaps focusing more on people who have done it. I like that conversation with Bob precisely because this is just somebody who, no nonsense, he just did it. And this is what he's done. And look, you know, and so I want more of that. It would be great if I could have a roaming videographer who could go to these people and like show the setup and blah, blah, blah. But oh well.
You know what Bob did? It was interesting. He talked about it a little bit. He worked out the plant, which is like an hour west of Phoenix. Well, then it started getting busier and busier and your commute was longer and the traffic jam. And I screw this, you know, I don't need to do this. So he bought land out past it. You know, he's out in the devil, you know, of course. You know, the city, you'll find them. And you can see the lights coming towards them over the years. And so he was out there and worked at the power plant. You don't get an employee discount or anything. You know, they were going, yeah, that's $20,000, $30,000 for you to hook up. And he's going, so I can have an electric bill? Kiss my ass, you know? So it was expensive back then when he did it. And he was able to, you know, create. And he just kept getting better and better and better. So by the time that it was time for us to do it and go off grid and do the soil, I already knew what could be done. You know, I'm going, how much is it going to cost to get? And it's off like, I don't know if I wanted to do, I don't never want to have to worry about it could be $50,000-$60,000 that went to 30, that went to 20, that's now down to 15. You know, I just bought $13,000 worth of batteries and inverters. Wire. I bet you I'll bet you I'll with the panels only, it was over 5.5 kilowatts or something. And they were like less than $2,000. I bet you I'm going to be well under $20,000, you know, yeah. have electricity yeah. for the rest of my life. So I'm going,
yeah,
they can suck it, you know?
Right.
And once humans start getting in this mindset, certainly Americans, because we are wealthy, you know, we do, if we diverted and liquidated mm-hmm. and went over, and, you know, people that, you know, saved a little bit, you know, they can have a really quality life and start getting out. So I'm seeing the urban escape is coming. So I'm just wondering, what campaign would that be? You know, how would you, I don't, we need to think about it.
Well, to a certain extent, this goes back to what we were saying, because my mind in this case is like, no, it's not a campaign and I'm not trying to convince anyone to do this. I want to reach out to the people who are ready for this. It's not a, hey, everybody should be doing this and I'm going to scream my head off about it. No, I want to show people this is how it's done. This person's doing it. If you want to do it, hey, come join us. That's it. It's not a hard sell. I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything here. I want to speak to the people who want this information. And to me, that's somewhat about what the consolidation is about, because here's an example of one way that consolidation works. So, as I might've mentioned, there's somebody up on YouTube who started a Corbett Report YouTube channel, and they've been uploading my videos to YouTube and they have been going through. I've noted that at least one that I know of now has been struck, because apparently they tried to upload the RFK interview I had last week immediately, like 15 minutes, and it was struck off YouTube. And I saw that in the comments of the previous video. So I know they're getting strikes now, and it's just a matter of time till that channel goes. But in the comments of the most recent video they posted is people going, oh, you know, I can't believe YouTube unsubscribed me. So I'm glad I found you again, James. And oh, it seems you have a lot less subscribers now than you used to. It's like, you don't understand what's happened. You don't understand. And then there's someone who said, oh, I wanted to watch that RFK video, but it got taken off YouTube. Does anyone know where I can find it? Like, at this point, I'm sorry. Exactly. At this point, that's the thing. You can't save stupid, right? Like, hey, James Corbett, CorbettReport.com. Where on earth can I possibly find that video now? I don't know. Oh, well, I guess he's gone. All right, I'm gone to you. That's what consolidation, at least in one sense, for me, is about. I got to consolidate the audience down to the people who want this information, not the people who want
even,
it spoon-fed.
It's more than that. All the way. It's the people that are capable of even one. Why do they? That's why I always ask why. You know, talk show hosts never ask why anymore. You know, I talk to people, why? Well, their head explodes because it was on my 3x5 card from the RNDNC, you know, that told me to say this. That's why, you know, God, man, you guys are, you know, you have to have a motive, a reason why you would want this or you're pursuing this information. Or, you know, I've been spending a lot of time. My most recent delving is, first thing I got to do is concrete, you know, do I have to use rebar? Can I put, you know, the little steel thread kind of stuff and fibers and do and kind of make it easier, yada, 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 yada. So I'm learning a bunch of stuff like that. It's just like what Bob did. You know, you get to certain magazines, you find the right sites, you do some reading, and all of a sudden you're the freaking expert on your situation. And this is, if you don't know anything about anything, well, you just go to Corbett, you know, CorbettReport.com, and you find out what's what about what. I am, when I tell you, I think it was last week or the week before we were talking, I started an investigative report. You know, I'm like, do I really want to do this? I started going down the rabbit hole of Sir Who Gives a Crap. You know, what was his name? Andrew Wiley or Willie or whatever. And I go and I'm like, God, this guy's so, ooh. You know, it's like a combination of Epstein and freaking Gates. I mean, I'm you know, knighted by the Queen for doing it. I mean, I'm just going, I really want, I knew this was going to be a great research. I knew it was going to be juicy, going to have great headlines. It would be a good, you know, Corbett Report kind of thing. And I'm going, nah, don't care. I'm just, you know, I don't care anymore. And so what I want to do is be an example, you know, just an inspiration to those that want to do this, because they will find you if you're doing it. And that's why a lot of people, they said, well, how do you know where you're going to go with the love bus? Don't worry about it, man. Everywhere we go, it's going to get plenty to do. And we have not been without to do. That has just not been a problem. So that's what we're going to do now. It's going to be Arizona. We're going to focus on Washington State a little bit. You know, there's a lot of other states and activists and people that are coming online. And I'm hoping to see that James Corbett, you know, starts, you know, having a little Japanese garden in front of something, you know? Is there a land in Japan? Well, do they buy land?
Yeah, you don't. Can you buy land? Not like in the States. But I mean, we do things like that. We have a little plot out by the airport where we grow stuff. I just haven't shown that because, again, I don't want to show my family on screen and all of that. But I should make more of an effort to show what can be done rather than to simply talk about it. Because that's what consolidation is about for me. And that's why I want to call on you, because you know everybody. So I want you to put your thinking cap on for the example people, the people I can point to say, hey, look, you know, this guy knows about whatever, aquaponics or whatever it is, and he can do it.
You know, I'm going to show you something before you go so that you can kind of get a beat on this.
Sure.
Let me go to open... Now, what I'm going to do is, you know, share the screen and show you Freedom's Phoenix here. And at the top right, you'll see declare your independence. But I want to show you how to use it, kind of what, you know, you show people. Oh, where do I find it? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You go to declare your independence here at the top. You just click on declare your independence at the top right. When you go into it, you know, these are all the, you know, show, like I just did one with Greg Tivenin. A friend of mine has a farm in Missouri, and he's been raising cattle and stuff and been there for, God, as, you know, 20 years. And, you know, long time, his daughter is the one that does a lot of our artwork for our covers and everything. And she'd been homeschooled all this time. He was talking about, you know, prices and how he almost got killed. A cow rolled down a hill that, you know, crushed him, and it was bad. Now, if on the right-hand side here, where it says shows by topic, shows by guest, when you click on here, you go into guest, you know, it'll have, you know, all these guests, and you can see, you know, what they are. But if you go by topic, I probably should have clicked on topic. You go on topic, and it'll be like off-grid, you know, electrical, food production, all this. So I got, you know, on and on and on and on all these guests, you know, hundreds if not thousands that I've had over the years. And you go to topic, you can look by at any topic like energy or off-grid living or, you know, sustainable, whatever the hell. And it's like I can go down the off-grid, roll. Oh, my God. And you start looking at these different categories. There you go. This is it. And we did this when I first started doing radio. It was I had everybody's contact information because our show became a source for other talk show hosts to use, which was my point.
Right.
They were like, you know, well, anybody can go. I go, yeah. I mean, what? Seriously? Because open source kind of mentality was not even in their mindset. You know, that's not how they thought. So I'm just going, come.
Yeah.
Off-grid living. Boom. So you go into off-grid and there may be, I don't know, however many people in there, you know, a bunch, you know, I mean, you go through there and you'll start seeing, you know, different things that people I've had on. So that's one of the ways to do it. And then, of course, when you go into Freedom's Phoenix itself, you know, we cover this stuff. So you go into NR and you go contents by subject. And then that's where you get into it. Like I can do food. I go F. And I look for food. Food, go into food, and there's all these stories about food and people that are growing and doing and on and on and on. Oh yeah, and this, see, I have 120 pages of this, you know, and it fills up, you know, starts at like 3 and then it'll fill up. So you have all these people doing stuff, you know, how to grow wheat, you know, how to, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
this is I have this information available, and it's a good resource for someone like you to, you know, take a look at. It'd be a good place to start. But I'm I'm going more pirate. I just want everybody to know we're going pirate. You know, this is a pirate's life for me. You know, this is what we're going to be emphasizing. And that is the biggest threat to they, them, those. They do not want you to have confidence, the knowledge, and other people to do it with, and it being a goal for so many people, for their families to get away. Because why would you go in the city? Oh, I got to have access to good education. Well, that's done. Okay. I got to have good health care. That's done. I got to have safety and security. That's done. I mean, what is the benefit of being in the city anyway? I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob's story reminded me of my dad. When we moved, we moved around Alberta a bunch when I was a kid. And then when we moved to Calgary for the final time, okay, we're settling down here. And I remember when we moved in, my dad was like, this is it. This is the house I'm going to die in. I'm not moving again. You know, from my cold, dead hands, will you pry me out of this house, basically. Fast forward, you know, 15, 20 years, and it's just like, nope, I am out of here. We're going out to the countryside. We're going to get a nice little plot of land. I'm never going to the city again. Yeah, that is funny how people's perspective changes as they get older. Huh?
Well, you know, a lot of times they get older and they go, you know, I always wanted to have the little cabin on the lake and just kind of chill and drink my coffee in the morning. Well, you can do that at 25. I mean, you know, what are you waiting on? Let's do it. And there's so many places, and a lot of my friends, when they knew we were back, hey, Ernie, man, we found this 9 acres or whatever. Come over and look. So I got a bunch of places to go look at. You know, I got so much stuff to do because in Arizona, man, you're doing it before May because then it gets hot, you know, it's like really hot. So you want to do this stuff now. And so Donna and I are on it. We're head down to plow. We'll be sharing with people. But that's probably what's going to shift a lot in our coverage. And it'll transition, you know, but I don't feel I got, because you look at Freedom, I mean, if you look at Freedom's Phoenix, I mean, it's a deluge of, oh my God, I don't need to be convinced anymore. If you're not convinced now, they're doing this intentionally, and here they come, then I'm sorry, man. That's your brain damage. There's not my, I got worried.
Besides, we have, between us, we have decades of coverage of, you know, the backlog, the archives, the anarchives. You know, we've done this, and you know, sorry to all the people who are jumping into the deep end. I know, you know, you got to learn to swim right now, but that's the way it is. Speaking of which, I got to swim right out of here. How do you like that transition?
James, you know, thanks for us doing the show right before that. Cause I am thankful. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for our audience. I'm thankful for all the things that we have accomplished and done and inspired. I'm thankful to our patrons and supporters. You know, a lot of people I'd love to name. It's just, you know, I try and keep them as down on the low as I do my grandkids. But, you know, it's because we are targets for a lot of people. If they can't get us because they know we're not afraid, they'll go after our support or families or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful that Donna and I have made it this long. We kind of slid in the home. We're like, woohoo, safe, you know. But now we're on to the next level. And people have no idea, with all the information that you and I have accumulated, the knowledge and the confidence that we have of what's going on, what needs to be done, it's just starting. So it's starting for the good. It's been negative before. Now it's the positive.
Absolutely. Yes. And so let me reiterate it. Hey, I'm in Japan. It's not Thanksgiving, but let me give this a go. I am thankful to you being there in the crow's nest of the pirate ship, telling people what's coming and showing people the way. So I appreciate that very, very much. And I'm thankful, as you say, to all the supporters. I know I was a bit scoldy today to certain elements of the crowd, but for the people who are our audience, the people who are our people, we really literally couldn't do it without, well, I couldn't do it without you. So I truly, truly appreciate that. And all the people who are along for this incredible adventurous ride that is life, awesome. Let's do it. Take the bull by the horns. We got this thing.
I'm more optimistic now than I think I really have been. I mean, you know, they pissed me off, you know, but I'm more optimistic because all the time, the decades that we spent on this was trying to convince them that there was a problem.
Yeah.
It was not la, 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 you know, and I'm going, well, if you don't know it now, then you the foe. So we're That doesn't get it, and I don't got time for them. So that's what we're working on. James Corbett, yep. CorbettReport.com. It's onward and upward, man. You know, I tell you, I'm really excited, and these kids are going to be part of the, and we're helping, and they're good help too. So I'm really proud of my family. I'm looking forward to the holidays, and it's onward and upward, man.
Hancock family to the moon. Go get them, granddaughter. All right.
Bye, James. Thanks.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.